organist Dr. Susan Matthews, playing the fiery toccata-style intermezzo from the Organ Symphony No. 6 by the French organist and composer Charles-Marie Vidor. Welcome to Grace Cathedral in Topeka. I'm Daryl Brogdon with Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. This week, we're at a Great Spaces concert featuring Susan Matthews, who's currently the director of music at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Burlingame, California. Next, it's music from the English Renaissance, The Bells by William Byrd.
Thank you.
The Bells, a ground for keyboard by English composer William Byrd, played by organist Susan Matthews in this Great Spaces concert in Topeka at Grace Cathedral. Now here's a toccata in D minor for organ, but it may not be the one you think. The toccata in D minor, which has become synonymous with Halloween and horror films. This toccata by Bach is usually nicknamed the Dorian Toccata in D minor.
Thank you.
showing off the mighty organ at Grace Cathedral in Topeka, that's organist Susan Matthews with the Dorian Toccata in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. The Schantz organ, built in 1978, recently received new imperial trumpet pipes mounted horizontally high above the balcony, installed by Reuter Organ Company of Lawrence. You'll hear them in the next piece, a choral prelude by the French 20th century composer Jean de Messier. Jean wrote this at the organ in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, a 1910 Skinner organ which was enlarged in 1953 with, among other things, a feature called a state trumpet. It was a horizontal reed mounted beneath the rose window at the west end of the nave, more than 600 feet from the main organ. Due to its overwhelming power, the state trumpet may not be played during tourism hours without giving notice first. Listen for the trumpet sound now in this Te Deum, a choral prelude on Gregorian chant themes, composed in 1958 by Jean de Messier. In her journal entry of January 30th, 1958, composer Jean de Massieu wrote with her characteristic humility, "At the organ of St. John the Divine, I tried my Te Deum, inspired by this organ, and to my relief, it turned out as I had intended." That was part of her Te Deum, played by our guest organist here at Grace Cathedral in Topeka, Dr. Susan Matthews. She received her doctorate and master's in music from the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and she's now the organist at St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in Burlingame, California. Her next selection is by Maurice Durufle, Prelude, Adagio, and Chorale Variations on Themes from Veni Creator, Opus 4, from 1930.
Thank you.
As a choir boy, Maurice Durafle loved the beauty of the liturgy, with the singing of Gregorian chant at the mystical core of it all. Intensely critical of his own work, he destroyed most of his compositions, but he allowed this to stand as a symbol of his love for this type of sacred music. We heard it played by Susan Matthews, organist. This has been a Great Spaces concert at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. You can learn more about the series at greatspaces.org, and you can learn more about the instrument at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Recorded by Kansas Public Radio for Classics Live on August 27, 2017. Chuck Smith is our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is our Classics Live producer. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Sons of God.
Recorded in the KPR Live Performance Studio in September 2006, members of the Spire Chamber Ensemble of Kansas City, with the old American shape note hymn, Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal. This is Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.